This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Get up and go on point.
At 8:35 on a Thursday morning, we always have important conversations. We're either hearing testimonies and stories of changed lives, or we speak to people who help us to better understand our lives so that we can reach a point of change. This is National Pregnancy Week. I must confess, I did not know that till I connected with someone and they reminded me of what this week was all about. And pregnancy is supposed to be a really joyful time, but for many women and for many families, it can be a time where the mom-to-be is filled with fear, there's sadness or even anxiety or emotional distress. Everybody's situation and reasons for being in that situation are different. So we really want to embrace that. And during National Pregnancy Week, that runs all the way until this Saturday, the South African Society of Psychiatrists is saying to pregnant women out there, we need to take depression and anxiety seriously. It's great that I can spend time this morning with Dr. Ronel Williams. And Dr. Ronel is a member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists. Ronel, good morning. Great having you with me.
Good morning, Brendan, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for having me to talk about such an important topic today.
Thank you. It is important, isn't it? Because we always think, oh, I'm pregnant, hooray, and it's what we've wanted, and this is the next step in our lives, and we're so excited, let's phone and tell somebody. But that isn't everybody's story, is it?
Yeah, and that's part of the message we want to get out of there, out there for people, is that, you know, this expectation of everybody having an ideal experience or idealized version of an experience with pregnancy isn't the reality for all women. Some suffer with depression or anxiety symptoms and then don't know what to do with that or to seek help in order to help them through the pregnancy for themselves as well as their babies.
I've noticed one thing in the women in my life, including my wife as a mother. Women are strong, and they certainly come across as being incredibly strong and in control of these moments, and we've got almost this wonder we have towards what they can manage and what they can go through, but they have to carry a lot. And I think some women sometimes just scared to crack, because if they're not there, families fall apart. So they've got that added pressure on their shoulders.
Yes, you're right. And it's this self-induced pressure as well as societal pressure, you know, that the minute you find out you're pregnant, it has to be this perfect image. And everything has to be the same as after birth, you know, that you must know immediately how to do everything with the baby. And that is not the case. And when women are exposed to that view from themselves, their families, or society, they feel that they can't speak up when they're not having that experience.
Ronel, what are the stats telling us about women, pregnant women, that are experiencing depression or anxiety during pregnancy? What are those numbers? How high is it?
Well, actually, you know, there was some research done in South Africa, and at the moment, the stats is between 16% and 50% of women that experience these depression or anxiety symptoms during pregnancy, and that's South Africa alone.
Wow. How do we deal with that? When it comes to things like anxiety and depression, we don't always understand that. We think, oh, you're just feeling low, or you're going through a little bit of a bad patch or whatever. You'll get over it. I don't often think we treat these things as they could be. They're often way more serious than just being in a bit of a mood or being a bit off. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. And I think the challenge for most pregnant women in the beginning is that everybody gets told it's just the hormones, you know, you're going to have a little bit of emotional distress or fluctuations. And true, there is a lot of changes, hormonal, physical, the body is changing and it's adjustment, it's a whole life adjustment. But what we are wanting people out there to know is that when these symptoms are persistent, meaning they last much longer and they're getting worse and severe, affecting your ability to do your day-to-day functioning or take care of yourself and then subsequently baby in the pregnancy, that's when things are not just hormonal. And it requires you to get help so that we can assess if there's a mental illness involved. Mm. And it can occur in pregnancy.
So what happens next when you, this is for women listening and maybe even men who are listening and seeing the women in their lives that are really struggling. We can't ignore the symptoms. What is the best first step?
The first step is identifying for yourself or others around you, like you said, the partner, husband, that this is not normal. Mm. It is not okay to be feeling this way. And one can seek help either through your normal doctor, your general practitioner. Some have midwives, or you can even speak to your obstetrician. And then, of course, mental health professionals. And we recommend that it be done sooner rather than later. Because if we can start treating early, we can avoid any long-term consequences, both to mom and baby.
Mm. So can mental illness, or let's go to depression, that's where we've been chatting around specifically. If you're a pregnant mom and you're depressed, can that actually have a direct impact on the fetus that's forming inside of you, or the baby forming inside of you?
Yes, it does. Research has shown that, you know, if it's untreated mental illness, so somebody who is suffering from depression or anxiety during pregnancy and they're not being treated properly, either medication, psychotherapy, or social support, we have found that there is higher risk of premature birth, so women go into birth earlier,
wow,
and then also low birth weight. So the baby's weight at birth is low. It leads to poor growth and development of the fetus during pregnancy. And then, you know, the concern is obviously after birth is bonding with the baby. It affects that.
Wow, these are serious things. So we're talking here about seeing somebody professional to connect with and to speak with. Does it always need to be stepping out and finding a psychologist, or even depending if it needs to be a psychiatrist? I know you mentioned a doctor. Can it help just to share what you're feeling with your spouse, with someone else that you trust? I mean, is that a good first step to at least get some of the stuff that's going on inside of you out to someone you care about and trust?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the first step for progress in anything is admitting that you're not okay.
Mm.
And usually it would be somebody you trust, a partner, family member, you know, in order to, sometimes when you just, is able to verbalize it, it makes it a bit more real. Because women or men in general, we struggle to admit and say it out loud because then it's real. It doesn't have to go straight to a psychiatrist. And that's what we're trying to say, because some people have a lot of self-stigma or stigma out there in the society about seeing a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
You know, and it also depends on the severity. How severe is the symptoms? Not all depression or anxiety would require medication. Social support or even a counselor and that type might be enough for those with the milder versions of symptoms. Mm. It's when we get to the more moderate and severe that we say seek help so that we can assess what treatment is necessary.
Yeah, you mentioned medication there, Dr. Williams. If you're a pregnant lady and you might suggest medication, is that safe for baby?
Many pregnant women is worried about taking medication, yes. And this is one of the things that one needs to discuss, because the fear is always that it's going to harm their baby. Yeah. And that's why a lot of people on meds stop their medication, psychiatric medication. But current evidence actually shows that most antidepressants, including SSRIs, it's a group of antidepressants that we prescribe most commonly, are generally safe during pregnancy. Oh. And when it's carefully prescribed and monitored, you know, we can actually have women with mental illness on medication with a safe pregnancy to mom and baby. But in saying that, we always weigh up the benefits of treatment and the risk of untreated mental illness, which can also cause harm.
So what would the dangers be if somebody were on medication and then would say, ooh, I'm going to stop it for while I'm pregnant and then maybe pick it up again after? I mean, is there a danger in that choice?
It increases somebody who has been diagnosed with a mental illness like depression or anxiety. Mm. It increases their risk of developing postnatal relapse. So after birth, a higher risk of developing a more severe depression, as well as certain medication. If you suddenly stop it, they can have a discontinuation symptom. So, you know, being more anxious, more uncomfortable, more depressed, because we recommend not just stopping certain medication. So then there's a dilemma as to, is this my symptoms? Or, and it might feel like things are getting worse. So we recommend that it's a discussion with a healthcare provider before just stopping medication.
Hmm. Let's just backtrack a little bit to women who might be, I don't know, feeling certain feelings during this time. How would you know, when do the alarm bell sound to say, hang on a moment, these things you're thinking about or feeling, they require an intervention or treatment? What are some of the symptoms that women and their partners should be keeping an eye out for?
So most of the things we're looking at is ongoing sense of feeling sad, numbness, and hopelessness. Hopelessness is quite a important symptom that we look out for, because it's a sense of there's no hope for the future, and that could put somebody at risk with mental illness of either having thoughts of harming themselves and in pregnancy harming for the baby. Mm. So, and the other things is feeling unable to cope or function, because you can't take care of yourself, do the day-to-day things. That is not, that's obviously an alarming symptom. Then the things in anxiety is constant worry, experiencing panic attacks, or the overwhelming fear that something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And extreme tiredness, sleep problems, or appetite changes. Now, some of these, I'm sure your listeners can hear, they're very similar to early pregnancy or late pregnancy symptoms.
Yeah.
But if they are persisting and they're worsening and impairing your ability to function and take care of yourself, that's when we say this is not your normal experience or perceived normal experience. Rather seek help and find out if this is something that needs treatment or therapy.
Yeah. Well, this is such important stuff you're talking about. I'm talking to Dr. Ronel Williams. Ronel, just as we wrap up this morning, I feel like maybe we should bypass me here in this conversation. To all the women listening now, to the moms, grannies, and all of those who are moving in spaces where they are nodding when you speak and they are hearing what you're saying, and what you're saying is touching a nerve and they need to know what to do next. Can you speak directly to the ladies that are tuned in this morning and just give them a message of hope that they can get through this and that there is help and there is hope?
Yes, I think the message I would like to give to them from us and SASO today is that these symptoms, depression or anxiety, is not uncommon in pregnancy or in general day-to-day life, but they are treatable. And it is with treatment, whichever method we use, as in medication or therapy, and long-term consequences of untreated mental illness can be prevented in the long run. In order for you to have a positive experience and have a good bonding and attachment with baby after pregnancy.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's powerful and necessary. That's the voice of Dr. Ronel Williams, member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists. Thanks for your message today. Thank you for that reminder to everyone listening. And I think that's something you've mentioned, and I've been holding on to talking about it since I started the show early this morning, and that's the word hope. And sometimes that's the thread that holds everything together, because when there's no hope, there feels like there's no way to keep on and no reason to keep on going. So thanks for planting a seed of hope. Ronel, we appreciate your expertise and your time this morning on this very sensitive and important topic. Thanks for your time. Have yourselves a really beautiful Thursday.
Thank you so much, Brendan, for having me.
It's only a pleasure. That's Dr. Ronel Williams. And I just want to let you know, if you're listening this morning and you feel like you need somebody to talk to, we have a counseling line. It is based here at Radio Cape Pulpit. Of course, there are other counselors. You know, there's the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. SADAG do amazing work. We speak to them often here on the show, so we certainly acknowledge the work that they do. And they've got helplines that you can connect with. We have our own counseling line here, and I'd give you that number. And when the phone gets answered by the machine, it'll give you, tell you for counseling, press 1. For berading, kies optie 1. Ek deel die nommer, dis 021-180-5744. 021-180-5744. And that's here at Radio Cape Pulpit. That's the counseling line, and you'll be transferred to the team from ABO with Dr. Foster Combrink and his team. And that's choosing option 1, and you'll go through there and start that process. But you heard it from Dr. Williams. Please speak up. Please speak out. There's so much at stake.
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.